So you've a lot of attention early on in the season, All-American. How do you temper yourself and keep yourself grounded?
You know, I've definitely always been a type of a humble type of person, and all that stuff is cool. You know, it's an honor, but I try not to pay attention to all that stuff. I just focus on the team, and whatever I can do to help this team win, that's what I'll focus on. I don't focus on individual stuff. Just team stuff.
Have you seen anyone really stepping up into the guard positions? I know, you know, center and tackle, you guys are pretty strong. Who's been stepping up on the interior?
You know, definitely Monta Gregg, Everett Binyard, and Hamani Stevens. You know, so I don't think we'll miss a beat on the offensive line with the two guards that we got to fill in. Those guys have all have plenty of experience, and definitely going to do a good job for us this season.
Coach has had a lot of praise for the defensive line, and you're kind of right in the middle of it, obviously.
Yeah.
You know, how are they to have to block those guys inside?
They definitely get you better every single day. They make you come to every single practice with your A game. You can't slip up on any little techniques, little, you know, footwork or hand placement, because they'll definitely beat you if you misplace your hand or have poor footwork. You know, so every day definitely getting better.
How have you improved from last season to this year?
I'm trying to get better every single day. Footwork, hand placement, and also as a leader, being more vocal. I think it's getting there. I just got to, you know, be more vocal off the field. I'm vocal on the field, but off the field, I'm trying to get better, be more vocal.
Do you see yourself as a leader of the offensive line?
I see myself as a leader. I think all these guys on offensive line do a great job, you know, being a good followers. You know, we're all leaders and followers on this team, and you know, so it's a pretty easy job for me to be a leader on the offensive line, because they do such a great job listening and you know, doing their job.
With Marcus, you know, his second year as a quarterback, have you guys kind of found your groove together, and how do you think that'll affect you in the second year?
Yeah, we found a groove last year once he was named starter, started getting more close to him, and once he got named starter, we try to hang out a lot more off the field, and you know, now we're definitely very close. We click very well, and you know, our communication sometimes is by nonverbal, just look at each other, and we know what's going on. And so, you know, I think that's very key in a quarterback and center relationship, is, you know, having the communication down.
Thank you.